select that first splash picture very carefully, whether you have a picture or multiple pictures, maybe you have a little video on loop. Spend quite a bit of time selecting that, because that's going to set the tone for the rest of the website.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. I'm Neil Timmons. I'm here with AJ Alutwala. He's the co-founder and CEO of Callisto Art. It's an online marketing company. They specialize in websites, mobile apps, SEO for small and medium-sized businesses. He's a specialist in discovering, planning, and executing customized online marketing strategies for business to attract massive amounts of online traffic. Who wouldn't want that in our business? He's got massive success in Callisto Art. They actually launched Ellie Apps in 2021. It's a mobile apps development company. They've served clients coast to coast. So I'm excited to have him here. AJ, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, Neil, for having me.
You bet. I'm excited that you're here. I appreciate it. We talked a little about, just a little before you got on the show, we talked about where you're from, and you were in Wichita, and then I'm here in the Midwest, and moved down to Florida here about almost 8 years ago at this point, enjoying the weather. You shared a little about your background, just how you got into kind of where you lived, but tell me, how did you touch into real estate and helping folks in this real estate environment when they're real estate businesses?
Yeah, it really was a natural progression for us, Neil, because we started off 16 years ago as a website development company.
Sure.
And we were just cranking out websites all day long, and we still do it. And then that led to people who are in real estate reaching out to us. Obviously, they need help with the online presence. So that's how we were connected. And we started helping a lot of folks who are in investing, who are brokers, who are just realtors. And now I'm actually part of a TV show as well, a realty TV show called Beyond the Close. So which is to do with the real estate industry. So that's how I kind of got reeled in to the real estate world.
Yeah. Well, so it sounds to me like you've seen obviously multiple businesses, but within real estate, a lot of variation in people who invest probably a multitude of ways, and then also agents. Just talk to me big picture. What do people do, not necessarily real estate, but what do people do right and what do they do wrong when it comes to their online presence?
Biggest thing they do wrong when it comes to their online presence is give it enough focus, because if you really think about it, this day and age, the first impressions are made online, right? The moment you get to know about someone, what do? You go look them up, right? That's right. What you do. Like, think about like a dating scenario, right?
That's right.
You're looking for a date. What is it? You are going to go find every little piece of information you can find about them online.
Right.
And then you actually meet that person face to face, and that becomes your second impression, right? So you need to have a glowing first impression, and people, I just think, you know, they don't pay enough attention to that. And because of that, miss a lot of opportunity. I mean, I can kind of, you know, keep on going, because, you know, let's talk about the website first, yeah. Right? You know, you need to have a glowing presence online. It needs to not look like, you know, it was created in the early 2000s, right? And as most of us know, a lot of the searches gets done in a mobile phone these days. So
right.
When you pull yourself up on a mobile view, you need to have a very nice look and feel to your website where you can look at it without having to, you know, squint your eyes.
Yeah, right.
And then just have the right amount of juice in your online presence. Users or potential customers can just easily do business with you rather than having to jump through hoops and not really get anywhere. And then they see something nice and shiny over there and then easily going to go to that versus doing business with you.
Right. I mean, is it a fair question that people should ask themselves when evaluating their own website, when contemplating a new site for themselves, is what's my purpose? What's the purpose of this site?
Absolutely.
And it seems to me like for a lot of investors, it's to convey a whole bunch of things, but at the end of the day, to get a lead. And perhaps for a realtor, something very similar. But for some other folks, maybe it's just a positioning proposition that, like you said, to put yourself in the absolute best first impression.
Yeah, I think it's a positioning proposition as well as a branding proposition, right? So you got to first think about, okay, what's my brand and what's my position on the brand? I'll actually use us from a branding perspective and a positioning perspective, and how people look online for the kind of services and products you have.
Sure.
You know, whether it's a real estate play or something else. We do few things under our umbrella, under Callisto Art. We create websites, we do search engine optimization, we develop mobile apps and web apps as well. Now, when we have all of these under one umbrella, when someone comes to our website, it looks very confusing, right? Because people come find you for probably one thing.
Right.
At least at the time, they need one thing.
That's right.
They don't need all this stuff, right? Right. So first get a relationship going with them by positioning that you are just a app developer or a web developer or a SEO company. So for that, we have created a new website called Ellie Apps, just a different brand, right? So positioning ourselves as a different brand. So from a real estate perspective, I would say that depending on what you do, maybe you do a lot of things, and that's how folks are in the real estate world, right? They do quite a bit.
Correct.
But basically put your best foot forward. So people are attracted to you for that. And after you have a working relationship with someone, then you can move them over to other areas as well.
Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want access to the vacant home list, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place. Batchleads.io. Batchleads gives you nationwide property search, nationwide buyer search, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batchleads is trusted by some of the nation's top real estate investors. And with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batchleads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's never a need to buy another program or figure it out in Excel. They even include discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's the system my team and I personally use. Use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month. What I hear you saying is certainly in real estate, a lot of us do a lot of things, meaning, you know, we may have rental properties, we may buy single family homes, we may buy commercial, we may buy apartments, we may buy whatever, right? We may do a lot of stuff. You may have education products, but it doesn't mean when somebody comes to you, confuse them with you do a lot of stuff. Bring them into, you almost want to call it one funnel or one brand, right? They're seeking you out for a reason, and you want to get them into that to educate them and position yourself in that one thing. And if that conversation leads down your ability to serve them in multiple capacities, you have that conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. Just bring them in through one funnel and then see, you know, where it goes. And they might find that, you know, you're a good fit for you or fit for them, I'm sorry, or not. And depending on that, you can kind of, you know, take it from there. But if you try to bring them in for too many different things, then the messaging kind of gets confusing for your users. And they just think that they are insignificant with all this other stuff which is going on in your life, right? So, or in your brand.
Yeah. All right. So let's bring this to real estate investors.
Yeah.
Remember the top three things a real estate investor should be doing on their site, or what should they look for? They don't have a site or know that it's time to do something new. What should they be seeking in a new site?
So that's a great question, Neil. So I would say 90% of the work we do on the website world is for folks who already have a website.
Okay.
Right. And then they want to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
So a lot of people get a website developed because they just need to have an online presence. Right. And now you have to think about what your users might actually want to see on that site. So if you are thinking about the three things, number one, impactful pictures, right? Pictures or even a video would talk way more than a paragraph you can write.
Right.
About what you have to offer to potential customer or potential users. So I would say select that first splash picture very carefully, spend a whole lot of time making sure that whether you have a picture or multiple pictures, maybe you have a little video on loop, spend quite a bit of time selecting that, because that's going to set the tone for the rest of the website.
Yeah.
We talked about first impressions. This is your first impression, right? The first thing people see. And then second thing I would say is write what you have to offer in less than 15 words in a sentence, maybe over that those images or the videos or right underneath it, right? So get that out there, but do not make this some kind of a mission statement or a vision statement, because that is later on. If you want to, you know, get into that level, you can have something like that about us page, but on the homepage, just a statement of how you can help them, right?
What's in it for them? Yep.
What's in it for them? Then the third one, which you should really focus on, is iconize your services or your products. So the products and services which you can offer to help someone out, yep. Create a little icon and have maybe like 3 icons or 6 icons if you have a lot of services. The reason why I say 3 is because it's an odd number and it looks nicely on a website,
yeah,
rather than using an even number.
Yes.
And that way people can select, oh, they have this or that, right? It's an easier psychologically, it's an easier selection for them to make. And obviously, you know, make the website look modern. If you had your cousin Winnie developed it back in the day, it's time for a new site. Or you had kids develop it, you know, it's definitely time for a new website. And sometimes those kind of starter websites, you know, work for a certain amount of time. Nothing right. wrong with that as you get started. But when you want to take it to the next level, that branding, that really impactful branding will get you the results you're after. And a lot of people think about it as, oh, I got to spend this much money
right.
in creating a website, but then it's the chicken or the egg situation, right? So, but when you have a glowing brand, people in a certain level or caliber companies, they're going to be attracted to you to do business with you.
Well, you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
When you balance that with the real estate investors in this world who listen here, when you balance that with what each transaction, what each deal is worth, and you think about what an investment in this world is, I mean, it's a mere fraction for what it is that we earn per transaction. And you think about it, my small investment will make tremendous impact in the impression of others who are all searching for you, right? It doesn't matter. You know, if they're in the middle of a transaction and you've scheduled something, an appointment to go look at this home or whatever, they're looking you up.
Absolutely.
They want to know who you are.
Yeah.
And so they're reviewing that. And so putting your best foot forward, and you can't afford not to do it.
Right. Talking about looking you up online, mm-hmm. I would also pay a lot of emphasis into reviews, right? Because you can
on reviews.
Yeah. You can have all the reviews in the world about yourself on your website, but an independent review would go a long way. So I would highly recommend starting a Google My Business profile, because a lot of people say that I'm an investor. How do I start? It's my name is my brand.
Right.
How do I start a Google My Business page for my name? You can just, you know, start one right. for yourself and then ask people to give you positive reviews. So when you request them, you'll get them. The thing is, people don't ask. You know, if you don't ask, you will not receive. You ask, you will receive.
That's true of anything in life, is it not?
Exactly. Exactly. You got to knock on that door to see whether they're selling, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let me ask you about yourself. What business habit do you possess or habits do you possess that attributes to your success that you couldn't live without?
I think it's tenacity that I go after certain things. When I'm working on a project, I bring a certain level of tenacity, which converts to speed of delivery. When I work with onboarding new hires, I work with certain tenacity that leads to getting them onboarded quickly. Mm-hmm. When I have fun, the tenacity I have fun, which makes everyone around me have more fun.
Yeah.
So it's the tenacity, I would say, that has really helped me in getting where I am today.
Where's that come from?
That is a great question, Neil. And I think to answer that question, I got to go back in time a little bit. So I was born and raised in a tiny island in the other side of the world called Sri Lanka, island below India. And back in 2005, four or five time period, I was living in the UK. And there was a time when I did not even have a British pound to take the bus to go from, I mean, I can see where I need to go, but it's far away. And I did not have the money and I had to walk in snow with worn out boots. And I share this story with my kids too. I think the name of the show is, you know, Real Grit. So that just gave me a lot of grit, having gone through those kind of experiences, to work harder. And I always had to work three times harder than someone in my area to get to where I need to go. I remember when I first started even schooling, I just had to work hard. And I did that and it gave me results. So I just, that's kind of a mental model I have. I work three times hard. And because of that, I always get ahead of them. The tenacity comes from, that's my belief.
You've spent some time around. My question is, do you think there is an immigrant advantage that you and anyone who's immigrated to the United States has over people who were born and raised here? Do you think there's a level of tenacity and inside inertia that only comes through experiences and kind of what forms you and shapes you to seek out probably a better outcome, a different outcome than knowing that there are alternatives out there versus this is the only place I was born and raised? Maybe one doesn't have all the experiences to have a full view, appreciation for what potential other outcomes there could be.
I think there is. That's my honest answer. First of all, let me take a step back and say that I am so thankful to be an American now, to be living in this country. I'm so grateful for the country, to people all around me, and just the country itself. So blessed and so grateful. And I just don't think that people realize how blessed they are to be living here, right? Our problems, people in other parts of the world, they want to have our problems, right? They really do.
They're problems people wish for.
The problems they wish for, right? The beauty of America is when you start somewhere, you can go anywhere, right? You just have to start somewhere. And it doesn't matter where you start. You can go wherever you need to go. There is no one coming to you and saying that this is my business now, or the government is going to take all your business, or the government is so corrupted, so greedy, they basically run the entire country to the ground. People don't have even basic needs. So when you have seen all of this, and then you are in a place where those are not even problems, those are not even like, I don't even think that whether we will have electricity today, right? I don't think about
it. It's a non-thought.
It's a non-thought. I won't think that when I open up my faucet in the kitchen, whether I'll have water coming out of my five-stage RO system.
Right.
I don't think about those kind of things, right? You know, water is going to be there and it's going to be in the purest form.
Correct.
But in other parts of the world, it's not the case. Everything can be such a struggle, right? Mm. So when you have that immigrant experiences and the mentality, I think looking at certain things in such servitude manner, how can I serve this person to be better? How can I serve the country to make it a better place? How can I do business where everyone starts really get attracted to me because of my demeanor? These are kind of things as an immigrant, at least I think about, and I think it has served me well. And I know a lot of folks who are immigrants, who are successful entrepreneurs, and when you talk to them, they have the same kind of thought process as well, because it's such a blessing to be here.
You're right about that. When I have conversations with other folks who have immigrated here who are entrepreneurs, this is what prompted my question, is I often hear the same things. I work twice, two, three, four times as hard. I just work harder. I've always had to work harder. I've wanted more, and I just work harder to get it. Because I think what's not said is I'm not going back, right?
Right.
I know the other side of the coin, and this is where I'm going to be. This is where I want to be. I'm going to create my own destiny.
Exactly. And Neil, you know, it's interesting you say that, because that's the kind of general consensus on how that immigrant dad makes a life for himself and for his family.
Family.
And then his son makes it good too, right? Because he sees the dad working really hard, right? But it's his son who kind of screws it up, right? It's a third generation kind of dilemma there. So I've told my son, hey, I'm not worried about you, but I'm going to keep my eyes on your son.
That's traditional American wealth transfer as well. Is
right.
That, and us as legacies, right? Cherished by the first, remembered by the second, lost by the third.
Lost by the third, right. Absolutely. So that's a conversation I had with my son that we want to make sure that does not happen.
Well, I think that's tremendous, because it speaks to your fact that you're building a legacy, not just dollars and cents, but it's a life legacy relative to all the circumstances, and it's multi-generational, that you are cognizant of the fact that it is things. When we don't have the same experiences, it's just a different, totally different mindset.
Yeah, absolutely right there. If you don't have the same experiences, then mindset will be different, right? You know, I mean, my dad's talked to us. We were told that, oh, I had to walk 5 miles to school every day, up and down. And, you know, I didn't flinch.
AJ, there was no down. It was uphill both ways.
Right? Exactly. So, but now we have all the comforts in the world we live in now. I mean, who knows in a few years what this world will be? And I even told my son that. So, interesting story. So, my mom and my late dad, so my mom, she will travel now to see her grandkids. She lives in Sri Lanka. She will come here and visit the grandkids. In 10, 15, 20 years, I tell my son, I might be traveling to Mars to see my grandkids. Who knows, right? So we just have that kind of mentality, like the open mentality, that things will change so fast. And this is true in the real estate world too, right? Today you are selling on Earth. Tomorrow you might be selling on Mars. You don't know. You just don't know.
The only constant is change.
Right. Exactly. The constant, it is change.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure.
You've got a wonderful story and a tremendous personal perspective. I hope it connects to the audience in the sense that although they may have integrated me here, wonderful. And if they didn't, it's just the fact that you have been at some point in your life, and maybe you're there now, that you don't want to be in and don't want to go back to. And so it's really about internalizing that and taking the proper steps and the proper actions, and actions are key, to move forward, to get yourself to a different spot, a spot you dream of. And then how do you stay there, and how do you get your family there, and how do you keep them there?
So, yeah, I've been in a place, as I shared with you earlier, in such a not so comfortable place, right? You know, I mean, spiritually as well as just career-wise, you know, I've been in a place where I did not want to be. And interesting, during the same time, that's when I read the Rich Dad Poor Dad book. And that just changed my perspective, because I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs. I just don't. My mom and dad both work for the government. My mom is a school teacher. And none of my uncles or anyone in the family did any kind of business. They were not entrepreneurs. I simply did not have anyone to look up to as an entrepreneur, to ask questions, anything like that. So everything I'm doing right now, it's self-taught, self-learned, mainly just reading books, believe it or not, just books. And they have been very helpful, instrumental in my education. So I shared with previous to getting started with this call that, you know, I did my MBA at Wichita State.
Yes.
But the real education started after the MBA. The books are the real educations. I highly recommend anyone who's listening in, watching this video. It doesn't really matter what you read, but if it is personal development, professional development, they will help you. And I'm hoping all of you are some way connected to the real estate world. So pick up a book in the real estate world, and those will help you to not make the same mistakes which you are going to make.
Right.
Right. So don't have to reinvent the wheel here, and you can skip all those mistakes, learn from the folks who have done it before, and just pick up multiple books a month and start reading them.
I've got a question for you. Are you enjoying the podcast? I sure hope you are. And if you are, may I ask you a personal favor? Would you mind going to iTunes and leaving a written review and a 5-star review? If you do that, send me a screenshot to my office. I want to send you back a list as a thank you. It's a list of the top 20 best lists to market to in order to find motivated sellers. This list has been curated by my office over years of direct marketing to sellers. This will either shortcut your path to finding the best list to start marketing to, or it's sure to add to what's already working. You can send that screenshot of your review to marketing@realgritpodcast.com. That's marketing@realgritpodcast.com. Be a lifelong learner, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's do this. I want to move on to our final segment, what I call four for impact.
Four for impact.
Your favorite quote: there's only two ways to influence human behavior. You can manipulate it or you can inspire it. Simon Sinek said it. What about that resonates with you?
I have been in situations where I was not inspired. I'm just going through day-to-day life, and day-to-day becomes week-to-week, that becomes month-to-month, that becomes year-to-year. And then what am I doing? I'm doing what someone else asked me to do. I just keep on doing the stuff someone asked me to do. Now, when I was inspired because a certain experience I had, maybe it was a talk I listened to, maybe a movie I watched, maybe just a very dramatic life experience I went through. Now I'm inspired to do something about it, right? So where do you want to be? Which side do you want to be? Do you want to be manipulated by someone else to do certain things? This can be, when I say manipulation, this can be a boss telling you to do this thing, right? Yeah. If you are really inspired to do certain things, take certain actions, which one is better?
Yep, you're absolutely right. What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level, whatever that is?
I think that what keeps you from not hitting your next level is the comfort in where you are. And it's actually two things: comfort in where you are and also any limiting beliefs. And when I say the next level, I mean, it can be a spiritual level. It can be a professional level, maybe like a money, financial goal. If you get comfortable in where you are, and I see this a lot, people just are comfortable and they don't want to take the next step. And they are like, you know, I'm comfortable here and I think that this is it for me. And then what is connected to that is that limiting belief that your potential is only what you are doing right now.
Yeah.
Your potential is no more than what you are doing now. So if you don't get comfortable, if you don't have limiting belief, it's easy to say these things, but it's hard to practice it. But you really have to push yourself to get out of your comfort zone and get out of that mentality of, oh, I'm limited with the resources I have, the people I know, the money I have, the size of my team, where I live, all these things. So if these are issues, then change them. That's it.
Right. Would you agree with me that my belief system is that for humans, potential is infinite?
Absolutely.
Potential is infinite.
Completely believe it. That's why I said earlier that I'm open to visiting my grandkids on Mars.
Right.
I mean, just don't know, right? It's a matter of someone doing it, right? I mean, we see a lot of news about it and our potential is absolutely infinite. We just have to have that mentality.
In the existence of human beings, it wasn't that many years ago that people didn't think we'd go to the moon, went to the moon. It wasn't that many years before that that nobody thought there could be a car. You think about all the things that humans have manifested.
Right.
I mean, it is only a function of time.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
I am very passionate about my son's music career.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, he started playing the guitar when he was little and he's only 10 now. Okay. He already has 4 songs published, 4 original songs, which he developed.
Wow.
Some of the early ones, you know, I had to help him, but the other ones he created himself. And then we have them on now on like iTunes, Shazam, iHeartRadio, all these music channels as well. We've done music videos. So very excited about all of that.
Dude, that's great. Well, you're going to have to show me some stuff after we get off here. What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
My favorite way to make an impact in the community is to get involved in some of the local initiatives. So where I live in Tampa, Old Smile Cares, it's a non-for-profit. With them, I help them. And then there's another initiative called Project Pop Drop, which is non-for-profit, which really helps folks who need help. within the Tampa Bay community. And then part of the local chamber of commerce, and the local chamber has an education foundation, and that selects schools within the local community, and the money businesses donate goes directly to whichever the school you select. So I donate with Upper Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce and work with a lot of schools right here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Thank you.
Well, hey, I want to thank you for being on, AJ. This is a great story. I've enjoyed hearing where you've come from and what really shaped you as a person, and then how you help investors. I mean, through the customization of websites, we touched a little on mobile apps, but obviously you've got deep exposure and expertise in mobile apps that you could help folks with. If somebody wants to connect with you, they want to learn more about what you do, they want to talk about taking their existing site to the next level or starting from scratch and doing something new, how can they connect with you?
Anyone who's watching or listening, you can go to aja360.com. That's aja360.com. And all my information is out there. You can connect with me through social channels, or you can call me, email me. There are a bunch of videos out there as well. So just go to aja360.com.
Perfect. I'll make sure we get that link here below in the show notes. Wherever you're watching this or listening to this, it'll be there.
Okay.
AJ, thanks a ton for connecting up here. Really appreciate it. It's a great story. And the link will be there for anybody who wants to reach out and connect.
Very good. Thank you so much, Neil, for having me on the show.
You bet. Hey, for everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. I'll see you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com.